Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and subscribe star links below to help me keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. If you can't support me that way, then a thumbs up would be great. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one is this story by Medium saying that modern day women don't need men anymore. It's a member-only story and it makes me wonder why any real man would pay to read an article shaming him. It's projection, they want to say that first so then men don't say it first instead. But in reality, if modern women don't need men, then why do they get so upset at the passport bro movement? I guarantee you that the website development team behind this page is run by men. Moving on is proof that women would rather share an alpha male instead of being with a monogamous beta. Jaden's girlfriend told him that he could do whatever he wants with other people, so long as he could still stay with her. Kylie, Michelle, and Sock Girl all agreed that they want to do the same. This explains why most men are single these days, while most women are not. Monogamy is dead, and many women are now clinging to only one man. Number three is Britney's dating profile. She's plus size, a socialist, believes in open borders, and is bi among many other things. All she now needs to do to complete the deal is have a bottle of blue hair dye. She acts as though red flags were Pokemon, and she's trying to win the prize by trying to cram as many of them as possible into just one paragraph. I really hope she doesn't get devoured by cats one day, after she loses her battle with obesity. She works for Nissan, and I bet she's seen the back of a few Altimas. Up next is a woman revealing that she will only have a baby with a man if he pays her $315,000 a year, and says that she's not here to suffer. I can have a surrogate mother carry a kid for a third of that price. The translation of this is that if you open up a cat food store right now, there's a great chance you'll see massive returns once the current generation of women hit the wall. I just wonder who the brave men will be that will negotiate her down. She also has the decimal point three places too far to the right. Number five, today almost 60% of relationships start online. Does that mean that dating and relationships are over for most men? Since women only see the top 5% of men in the dating apps, the average men online are invisible to them. Also, since every other way of meeting is going down besides online dating, that means we have to move into de facto polygamy. Especially since a casual rendezvous these days can get you 20 years in prison. It's over. Moving on, it looks like it's time to update Spider-Man for modern audiences. South Park says the key to making movies these days is to make the main character gay and lame. I say yes to this woman, but by all means, she needs more weight on her bones and replace that wheelchair with a rascal. Then it'll be perfect. It also wouldn't be a bad idea to take things into this direction as well. But this is inappropriate. Neither of these characters should be white. They should be minorities to fight against racism and patron malarkey. It looks like the Daily Bugle Twitter page updated Captain America as well for modern audiences. Number 7 is a woman saying that the best way to tie down a man is to get pregnant. Once she gets pregnant, he will definitely marry her. I wonder how well that's worked out for all the other single mothers out there. This should be part of college courses called Becoming a Single Mom 101. Her name is Anna and she puts Queen in her handle, but I wonder what the NG stands for. Anyone brave enough could try and tell me in the comments section. Up next, it looks like Taylor Swift and her cat failed the green line test. Benjamin is leaning away as Taylor stands up straight. She's 34 and doesn't have a husband, any kids, and she's left a trail of 14 ex-boyfriends behind while embracing three cats. Now do you see why so many American women identify with her and her music? She's a billionaire, and how many male billionaires would want to be with her at this point? Not many. So I suppose hypergamy has now wrecked her. Number 9 in my last memes video, some scientists claim that women are better hunters than men are. In this video, someone claims that women are better athletes than men. I guess that means that men competing in women's sports won't be a problem anymore. People that write in Newsweek probably think that if they tell a lie enough times, that it'll become the truth. If you want proof that they're wrong, then all you need to see is all the former men dominating women's sports. It looks like they'll say anything these days for attention. Number 10 is the smug look on a guy's face when his first girlfriend tells him how awful her exes were, and that he's the first nice guy that she's ever dated. This might as well be called the beta male starter pack. She's just saying terrible things about her exes to vent her frustrations, and use this new guy as an emotional tampon while simultaneously making him feel like he's special. Women also love digging up the past, so this provides them an opportunity to do so. Every man falls for this sort of act at first. Moving on, Southwest Airlines is praised because customers of size, they mean fat individuals, will be able to purchase one seat and get another complimentary one for free. This is discrimination. I want two seats too, because I have claustrophobia and agoraphobia. Does this also mean they'll get two complimentary meals included in the flight as well? Yet the airline is going to nickel and dime me for carrying an extra couple of pounds in my carry-on. This will up their costs and lower their profits. Here's a picture of the new airplanes exclusively carrying customers of size. Number 12, a Turkish lawmaker suffered a heart attack and met his maker while saying Israel will suffer the wrath of Allah. Is this a coincidence or is it karma? As Woody Allen always says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him all about your plans. The one guy pulling his leg is probably thinking to himself, you won't be needing these shoes anymore. Now they're mine. It would be more dramatic if a lightning bolt had come down from the heavens and took him out that way. Up next is a woman losing her mind because her priest broke the confession seal and told her husband that she was cheating on him. Someone in the comment section says that the 11th commandment is the bro code. I hope that God doesn't strike him down like the last guy for making up the 11th commandment, even if it sounds like he's just joking. They always cry when they're caught cheating when a man is the one in pain and betrayed. Number 14 is a single mom-to-be saying that people wonder how she's going to be able to do it all at her age of 19. But she's confident that a decent man is going to see this one day and want both of them in his life. I think what she really means is simpy man. He's out there, but she won't want him. She's in for a rude awakening if she believes that a good man will fall from the sky. Instead, she should get used to enjoying her food stamps. I'm waiting to see if the kid is born with gold teeth or not. Moving on is Michaela Peterson after giving birth to her second child. But who posts this sort of intimate picture after giving birth? Was she doing it for attention? She was divorced from Andrei Kurkov, her first husband, and is now on husband number two, Jordan Fuller. She's Canadian, and will she go for the hat trick? Will she have three different babies with three different men and still be the daughter of Jordan Peterson? Time will tell. Number 16, speaking of Canada, Canadian troops need money to keep the military going. But it seems like the best that Justin Castro can do is put tampons in all of the men's washrooms. He single-handedly made Canada look like a laughingstock with his rubber ducky socks in his recent divorce. Who knows, maybe he'll get together with Michaela Peterson Fuller and help her try for that third child. Just imagine the family dinners with him and Jordan Peterson sneering at each other over Christmas turkey. Moving on, the CEO of Aviva, I believe they're an insurance company, I used to have one of their policies back in the day, says that all white male recruits must be finally signed off by her. Imagine if a male CEO said that all the female recruits must get the final sign off from him. He would be kicked out by the board like Norman Osborn from Spider-Man. Maybe it's time to cancel your insurance if you're with them, and send her and the board a message. Number 18, you know that if women keep doing this sort of thing, men are going to have their Bane moment when calling us sexist and racist doesn't work anymore. The R word and M word are already overplayed and are becoming meaningless. More women are in charge than ever, but the real question should be, do they feel in charge? I would wager no. Number 19, 1980s Japan, the men there reminded me a lot of anime characters. It's like Japanese men looked masculine back then. So what happened? No wonder their fertility rates are so low now. Maybe it was the lack of masculinity in the media that weakened the men, the same way that masculinity is being scrubbed from popular American culture today. Also, Elvis just called and he says that he wants his hairdo back. Looks like Japanese men dipped too hard in tofu and soy sauce, and all that estrogen destroyed their sauce. Moving on, many of today's school teachers have two choices: to take advantage of their male students in the parking lot, or turn them into alphabet people. Either choice wrecks men. This choice is easy for them, though. The second button is for Chads, and the first one is for everyone else. Does anyone know where this female character is from? Number 21 is Kaylee's dating profile. She's 21 and a single mom to a 2-year-old daughter. She has no time for games and is looking for black men only. She's telling us the background of her daughter's father covertly without telling it to us directly. She's probably going to end up being 28 with 4 kids and finally ready to settle down. everyone kept wondering why she only dated black men. Read between the lines, guys. Up next is a New York Post article about a woman that was with 300 men in only 1 year, doing the Humpty Dance. She feels empowered because of it. That's a lot of chance. Maybe she should have listened to the Joker, and then if she's good at something, that she should never do it for free. Maybe someone should also tell her the consequences, like storing the DNA from every man inside of her. Looks like she's been doing a lot of harvesting. Number 23, her story has a good chance of ending like this woman's. She's 35, still single, childless, and feeling invisible. Well, she doesn't have any visible tattoos, and she's not a single mother, so it could be a lot worse. Now that Christmas is over, who wants some leftover holiday cake? But she does really look good for 35. I wonder how many filters she used to make herself look this good online. We all know there are millions of guys out there willing to wife her, so what's she waiting for? Oh, that's right, a billionaire Chad. Moving on is a man that wants equal pay for men on Lonely Friends. I say equalize the payments for everyone on that website. Then no one will do it, and it'll die out. But that's never going to happen. But we all perfectly know well that there'll never be equality on that site. Number 25 and the last one, it looks like according to the New York Post, Gen Z suffers from menu anxiety when dining out, with too many scared to order their own meals. Gen Z is a generation that's more likely to just watch people play video games on YouTube instead of playing them themselves. I'm not surprised, as many of them rarely make face contact, and it's scary to look at the waitress's face when all you do is stare at a screen all day. Why do you think that no one complained when they put automated order machines in McDonald's? As for food, they want the algorithm to choose what to eat for them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to spank the algorithm and so the new viewers find it. If you enjoy this series of videos, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll keep making them. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.